Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on six capitals, six points of view, Ukraine conflict. Brussels, a twin capital, NATO and the EU. The EU watching inflation, price stability, watching jobs. All of that has led the EU to moving aggressively against inflation, despite the expectation that will lead to a recession. There is talk that the recession can be avoided. At the same time, NATO is in the process of sending more weapons into Ukraine. But there is this. Right now, the easy winter has allowed NATO and the EU to avoid the worst possibilities, which was a high price of electricity, so much so that people could not afford it. That is not going to last forever, this patience that EU and NATO are showing. That is generally understood everywhere that this is the first winter, not the only winter of this war. So, Professor, Brussels' point of view, are they in a position to get lucky, to last this through, to count on more mild winter? Or is Brussels at this point impatient for somebody to make a solution, to give them a solution?
Well, I think it's really a combination of things. Certainly, there is what I see is a tremendous lack of awareness of just the map of Europe in Brussels. They don't understand that if Russia wins and succeeds in occupying Ukraine and making it into Russian-controlled territory, and in doing so defeats the best effort to help that the United States and NATO can make, that is a disaster for Western Europe. And I don't see much sign that all the countries in NATO understand this. There are some that do, and others that don't. One of the ones that does is Norway and Mr. Stoltenberg, who is the Secretary General of NATO, who is in the region, and he has just been traveling in Asia. And I think this is very significant. He understands that this conflict is not simply sort of between Poland and Romania and Ukraine and Russia or something, but that this is really, as I go on every time, this has to do with the future configuration of Eurasian geopolitics. And Stoltenberg, in an address last week at Keio University in Tokyo, pointed out that the advanced military capabilities that Russia and China both possess pose a threat also to the NATO allies. He's absolutely right about that. He, as he put it, security is not regional, but global. And as he said, NATO needs to make sure we have friends. It is important to work more closely with our partners in the Indo-Pacific. And after he had spoken in Tokyo, he went to South Korea, which has so far pledged $100 billion $100 million. It's not very much. They have pledged a certain amount of humanitarian aid. But although South Korea has a tremendous military manufacturing industrial sector, the South Koreans have not yet gotten on board with NATO. Although the new president, Mr. Yoon of South Korea, former chief prosecutor of South Korea, is very, very pro-democracy, freedom, and speaks about how we should form more robust and tightly connected alliances. So I think that the question is whether it's what we do about Korea, because Korea is herself a potentially explosive point. And because she borders on, South Korea borders on North Korea, which is a major nuclear power now, and also on China and Russia, there is a connection. As I always point out, remember, there's no physical demarcation between Europe and Asia. So Stoltenberg is in South Korea pushing the South Korean government to consider sending weapons to Ukraine, which would be very good because the Koreans make very good weapons. They make very, very good artillery, and they could send it. But they, for various reasons, until this administration, they have tried to balance, as many countries do. They say, well, I want to have the Americans there protect us, but I don't want to endanger our profitable trade relations with whoever it is that we want the Americans to protect us from. Well, what's going on now as this escalates, and it's not just Russia that's escalating. China is also raising her military profile for complicated domestic reasons. But this is leading countries to say, I can't really work both sides of the street anymore. If I'm going to be safe, I have to line up on one side or the other. And they almost inevitably decide they want to be friends with the United States. And so therefore, I think South Korea is in the process of greatly strengthening her ties with the United States, which is very welcome, and her ties with Japan, which is critical, as Japan is really the anchor in the Pacific area. And she's also really quite desperate because she understands that North Korea could obliterate her in 15 minutes. It's just, we wouldn't even have all the secretaries or, you know, the SecDef and stuff. We wouldn't even be able to get a meeting in the Oval Office in 15 minutes. So they believe that they should become nuclear, and they certainly have the ability to do that. I expect that they will, and I favor them doing that. And I favor them doing that without a what they call a PAL, a permissive action link. In other words, they should be able to make their own nuclear weapons and fire them themselves, just as the British and the French can. There should not be the need for the Americans to turn a key or pass a code. And that, I think, would greatly reduce the danger of war in the Korean Peninsula. But what we're seeing is a general pattern where lots of countries that were trying to balance are now throwing their lot in with the United States because the world, the geopolitical situation is becoming very dangerous. It's clear that you can't really negotiate with the Russians and you can't really negotiate with the Chinese.
Let's go to Washington. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on six capital, 6 points of view. We're headed to the number one member of NATO, the Washington, D.C. government, both Republican and Democrat, in the war in Europe, and now with NATO in Asia, this looks to be also involving the confrontation with Russia's only significant ally, Beijing. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.